Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital sea to bring you the pearls of modern technology. I'm Alex, here to break down the complex and occasionally perplexing world of tech.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and humor bringer, because why talk tech if you can't have a little fun with it, right? Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a hacker movie: mastering Python scripting automation. From basics to production.
That's right, Jamie. Python has become the Swiss Army knife of programming languages, especially when it comes to automation. Whether you're renaming a gazillion files or orchestrating cloud deployments, Python's got you covered.
I love the sound of that. But Alex, before we dive into the deep end, can you give us a quick Python automation for dummies rundown?
Sure thing. Python scripting automation is all about making your life easier. It's taking those repetitive, time-consuming tasks and saying, "Hey, computer, you do it." With a few lines of Python code, you can automate system tasks, data processing, even monitoring and testing.
I like the idea of bossing my computer around, but how hard is it to get started?
Not hard at all. If you've written a Python script to, say, fetch data from an API or rename files, you're halfway there. The real magic happens when you start linking these tasks together to create powerful automation scripts that can handle big, real-world problems.
Speaking of real-world problems, do you have an example of how major tech companies use Python for automation?
Absolutely. Netflix, for instance, uses Python to automate their media encoding pipelines and cloud resource management. It helps them ensure consistency and scalability across their systems, saving time and reducing human error.
Netflix, huh? So when my weekend binge goes off without a hitch, I have Python to thank?
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time. It's also about writing clean, maintainable code. Python's readability is a big win here.
So what are the building blocks of Python automation? I mean, where does one even start?
Great question. You start with the essentials: modules for file operations, networking, scheduling tasks, and data processing. Python's standard library, along with third-party libraries, provides a rich toolkit. For instance, OS and Pathlib for file management, requests or HTTPX for making API calls, and Schedule or AP Scheduler for scheduling your tasks.
Ah, so it's like assembling your own robot, but with Python modules. Do I get to name it too?
Sure, you can name it whatever you like. But more importantly, you'll learn how to make it perform tasks efficiently. And speaking of tasks, let's not forget about testing, error handling, and logging. These are key components in making sure your automation scripts are robust and production ready.
Right, because nobody wants their automation to go rogue. That sounds like a sequel to a bad sci-fi movie.
Exactly. And that's where structured exception handling, logging, and configuration management come into play. It's all about anticipating what could go wrong and planning for it.
This is all super informative, Alex. But can we talk about when not to use Python for automation? I mean, it can't be the hammer for every nail, right?
Spot on, Jamie. Python is powerful, but it's not ideal for tasks that require real-time performance or low-level system control. For those, you might look towards languages like C or C++.
Got it. So no automating my self-driving car with Python, then.
Probably not the best idea. But for a wide range of automation tasks, Python is incredibly effective. It's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Before we start wrapping up, any tips for our listeners diving into Python automation?
Start small. Automate a task that saves you just a few minutes a day. Then iterate and scale from there. Add logging, testing, and monitoring early in the process. And always keep security in mind. Treat your scripts like you would any production code.
Sage advice as always, Alex. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today. Huge thanks to my co-host, Alex, for demystifying Python scripting automation, and to you, our listeners, for tuning in.
Thanks, Jamie, and thank you to everyone listening. We're excited to see what you automate with Python. Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech deep dives. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious.